Welcome back to the Deep Dive. Today, we're zooming in on a world that's highly specific, often invisible, but absolutely essential. We're talking about legal support.
Specifically, the process of delivering critical court documents.
Right. And it's one of those things people just assume happens seamlessly.
They think serving papers is as simple as, dropping an envelope in a mailbox. But the reality, especially when you get outside big cities, is so much more complex.
That's exactly where we're going today. Our mission is a deep dive into the very specific logistical nightmare, and I think that's fair to say, of serving papers in Killeen, Louisiana.
A small town in Livingston Parish.
And we're going to unpack why having local on-the-ground expertise there isn't just a nice to have. It's everything.
Yeah, you really can't succeed without it. And we're pulling our insights today from the field experience of a specialized provider, Lafayette Process Servers, LLC. They actually operate as Baton Rouge Process Servers in that area.
So we're looking at their playbook, really, how they navigate the geography, the local court system, the 21st JDC, and all the little things that make or break a case.
Exactly.
So let's start right there. Segment one, the geography and logistics of Killeen. Paint a picture for us. What makes this place so tough for an outsider?
Well, Killeen is fundamentally defined by its environment. It's on the Tickfall River. So for a process server, that immediately translates to a world of water and woods.
Water and woods. That
Yeah.
sounds challenging. Not exactly a simple grid of streets.
Not at all. It's the complete opposite. You're dealing with rural properties, remote homes, and a lot of what they call recreational river camps.
So just plugging an address into your GPS isn't going to cut it.
It's a recipe for failure, really. If you don't know the area, that GPS might take you down a road that just turns into a private gravel lane,
Or a dead end.
or a path that's completely flooded, depending on the river level. Local knowledge means you can anticipate that, you know the reliable routes, and that means you have a much higher chance of success on your first try.
Which is huge when you're on a tight litigation deadline.
Invaluable. You can save hours of just, wasted driving time.
And the source material really brings this to life. It talks about these river camps along the Tickfaw. How does that change the actual job of serving papers?
Well, these properties are often set way back from the road. They're meant to be semi-private. You'll find them down little side roads or DEET lanes off of, say, Highway 444.
I'm picturing a driveway with a big no trespassing sign.
And that's exactly what you'll find. Now, the standard courier, or even a less experienced server, they see that sign.
And they turn around.
They turn right around. Legally, they have to. Their job is usually limited to what seems like public access.
Okay, so what's the difference for an expert process server? Why can they keep going where a FedEx driver has to stop?
It all comes down to their legal function. A process server is, in essence, an extension of the court. They're delivering a formal notice that's required by due process.
So they have a different level of authority.
They do. Now, they can't break the law or, break down a door, but they are authorized and, in fact, required to make a diligent effort to reach the person's home. They know the difference between a casual warning sign and a real legal barrier.
So they can confidently go down that river camp road where someone else would stop.
That's the job. That professional knowledge is key.
But the logistics aren't just about where these places are. It's about when people are actually there. The weekend resident problem sounds fascinating.
This is a classic example of adapting to the local reality. Many of these river camps, they're second homes, they're for fishing, boating.
Weekend getaways.
Exactly. So if you send a server out there on a Monday afternoon, you're almost guaranteed to fail. Nobody's home.
So how do you solve that? Is it just trial and error?
It's more about pattern recognition and smart scheduling. The servers know the rhythm of the area. They know the peak time for these folks is early Saturday morning.
When they're getting ready to go out on the water.
Right. Usually between, say, 8 and 11 a.m., they're launching their boats, prepping for the day. That's your window.
So you shift the whole operation. Instead of a typical Monday to Friday work week, you prioritize that Saturday morning window.
You have to. It's applying behavioral intelligence to the legal process. You're not just driving to an address, you're going to where the person will be.
So success in Killeen isn't just about knowing the right dirt road off Highway 444. It's about knowing your target is probably at the public boat launch at 9 a.m. on a Saturday.
That's precisely it. It changes the job entirely. And this kind of specialized knowledge, it isn't just for Killeen. The best teams apply it across the entire parish. From the river camps to more developed towns like Walker or Denham Springs.
That brings us perfectly to our next segment. We talked about the geography. Now let's talk about the bureaucracy. Navigating the 21st Judicial District Court. the 21st JDC.
And this is so, so important, especially for the attorneys who rely on these services. The biggest, most common mistake is jurisdiction.
What do you mean?
Even though the provider we're looking at is affiliated with Baton Rouge, Killian is not in Baton Rouge Parish. It's firmly in Livingston Parish.
And if you get that wrong, all that hard work finding the river camp,
yeah,
it's all for nothing.
It's instantly invalid. The case gets thrown out on a technicality.
So what's the right jurisdiction, and why do people get it mixed up so often?
All legal actions for residents of Killian have to be filed in the 21st Judicial District Court, the 21st JDC.
Okay.
The confusion comes from geography. The 19th JDC, that's for East Baton Rouge Parish, which is right next door. And since Baton Rouge is the capital, it's a huge hub for legal work.
So a law firm in Baton Rouge might just assume, you know, reflexively file there because it's their home court.
That's exactly what happens. But the 21st JDC is completely separate. It covers Livingston, St. Helena, and Tangipahoa parishes. The courthouse that matters for a Killian case is in the town of Livingston itself, on Government Boulevard.
This brings up an interesting point. Why does the server need to know about the filing process? Isn't that the attorney's job?
It is, absolutely. But a great service provider offers more than just delivery. They're offering comprehensive legal support.
Ah, so they act as a safety net.
A kind of quality control, yeah. If they get papers and see they've been filed in the wrong JDC, they can flag it for the client immediately. More often than not, they're also handling the courthouse filing and runner services themselves.
I see. So their proficiency with the 21st JDC prevents that common mistake from derailing the whole case before it even starts.
It saves everyone time, money, and a massive headache.
And speaking of saving time, let's compare this to the other option.
Yep.
Using the local sheriff's office.
Right. So the Livingston Parish Sheriff is legally required to serve civil papers. But you have to remember, their primary job is law enforcement and public safety.
Across a huge, sprawling parish.
Exactly. Civil papers, especially for a small town like Killian, can easily end up at the bottom of the stack. It's just a matter of priority.
So you could be waiting weeks just for the first attempt.
Easily. And that can be a disaster if you have a deadline.
So the advantage of a private server is what exactly?
Control and speed. When you hire them, your papers get prioritized based on your needs. Routine service is 3 to 5 days. Rush is 1 to 2 days. They even offer same-day service.
Same-day service in an area like Killian. That's incredible.
It really is. It shows you the power of combining that hyper-local knowledge with a client-focused sense of urgency. It's a world away from just waiting for the sheriff's civil division to get to your file.
That makes a lot of sense. So once the server has navigated the back roads, found the person on a Saturday, and delivered the document, their job isn't over. Let's talk about the full toolkit they offer for a Livingston Parish case in segment 3.
The foundation, like we said, is that professional process service. Getting it done right, getting it done fast.
With those speed options like rush and same day.
Right. But the real value is in the whole support system they've built around the 21st JDC.
Let's talk about the courthouse runner services.
This is huge for any law firm that isn't based right there in Livingston. Imagine your office is in New Orleans. You need to file a simple motion.
You'd have to send a paralegal on a 3-hour round trip.
Just to drop off one piece of paper. Instead, you use a local runner who is at the 21st JDC every single day. They handle filings, document retrievals, court research. It saves the client a fortune in overhead.
It's all about outsourcing that local logistical work.
Yeah.
But what about the classic problem? What if the person you're trying to serve has moved? Left Killian entirely.
That's where expert skip tracing comes in. And this isn't just, you know, typing a name into Google.
Right.
This is professional location work. They use proprietary databases, cross-referencing things like utility hookups, credit header data, changes to a driver's license, data that moves much faster than a change of address form with the post office.
It's like data forensics to find someone.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
It means the case doesn't just hit a dead end if the target moves from Livingston to, say, Florida. They find the new address, and the legal process keeps moving.
And the sources list other specialized services, too, all tailored for Livingston Parish.
Yeah, a great example is landlord and eviction support. With all the rental properties out there, being able to serve a 5-day notice to vacate quickly and correctly is critical.
And I saw mobile notary services listed. That seems incredibly valuable in a rural area.
Oh, absolutely. If you live way out in a river camp, driving 45 minutes to a bank just to get something notarized is a real pain. They bring the service to you. It's all about removing those geographic barriers.
So it's a full spectrum of support, from serving a corporation as their registered agent to acting as a secure legal courier. It's all designed to make working in that specific jurisdiction easier.
Exactly. And the benchmark for all of this, the final product, is the outcome.
Which is the affidavit of service.
The affidavit of service. It's the legally required proof, signed and notarized, that the job was done correctly. That's the document you file with the 21st JDC to prove the court has jurisdiction.
And the feedback seems to reflect that efficiency. Prompt returns, sometimes same day, and keeping the case on schedule.
That's the goal.
So when we pull it all together, what's the big takeaway from this deep dive into Killiam?
I think it's a powerful lesson. Effective legal support in a rural place like this requires a synthesis. You need the robust administrative resources. You need strict adherence to the local court's rules, the 21st JDC. But most of all, you need that irreplaceable local knowledge.
You have to know the roads, the river camps, the patterns of the people who live there.
That's the magic formula. That's what makes it work.
Well, if you're an attorney or anyone who needs this level of service in Livingston Parish, you can reach them at 225-243-9669. They also have document uploads and pricing online to get started quickly.
And we do have to add our crucial disclaimer. The information we've discussed today is for informational purposes only.
That's right.
The provider is not an attorney and cannot give legal advice. If you need legal assistance with your case, you have to contact a licensed attorney or your local bar association.
Absolutely essential. And that leaves us with our final thought for you to take away. The next time you think about the justice system, think about that invisible layer. Think about the specialized knowledge it takes just to get a single piece of paper to one person.
Mm-hmm.
A person who might be at a river camp down a gravel road off Highway 444 and who's only there on Saturday mornings to launch a boat. That incredibly detailed knowledge of place and time, that is what makes the quiet, unseen wheels of justice actually turn.
Thanks for diving deep with us.
We'll see you next time.